Chapter 3. Wet Trousers. He saw a fan. Ah! He got up and moved slowly across the room. Then he started dancing in front of the fan.
The Langleys were usually a very happy family. They lived in a large house in Los Angeles. David Langley had an important job at the Grierson Gallery. His wife, Alison, was a friendly, intelligent woman. They had two lovely children, a 15-year-old daughter, Jennifer, and a 7-year-old son, Kevin. One day, David came home from the gallery and said to his family, "Listen, I've got a great idea. A top man from the National Gallery in London is coming to Los Angeles. I'd like to invite him here. He can stay with us for 2 months." David's family didn't like the idea very much. Who was this man? A boring Englishman? No, thank you. "Here, in our house, for 2 months," Alison said. "No, David, he can stay in a hotel." "I'd like it," David answered angrily. "He's a very intelligent man. It'll be good for all of us." So Alison Langley and the children waited for the Englishman's visit. The big day arrived. Mr. Bean was late, problems with the police at the airport. But now he was here in the Langleys' sitting room. They all looked at him and smiled. He didn't look very intelligent. He looked very strange. Was there something wrong with him? Perhaps he was tired after the long journey from England. The next morning, David took Mr. Bean to the Grierson Gallery. "My boss, Mr. Grierson, would like to meet you at 9 o'clock," he told Mr. Bean in the car. "And he gets angry when people are late, Dr. Bean.